This is Near FM
90.3.
Last Sunday there in the Aviva Stadium, the All Ireland League Division 1A final was played, and a great win for our local club Clontarf against Terranure College, the third time that Clontarf have won the title. Usually on a Saturday when we talk rugby, it's with Dennis Darcy that we talk, the man who says he's the greatest rugby pundit in the country. But today it's a pleasure to welcome Dennis's two sons, twin brothers, the captain of Clontarf, Matt Darcy, and his twin brother Adrian. Both played, of course, throughout the season and last Sunday. So may I just say hello, Adrian, and hello, Matt. Are you hearing me all right?
Yeah, we have you loud and clear there, Fergus.
And you can hear one. Let me start with the captain, if I may. Matt, congratulations on a great, great season. And how did the celebrations go after the win last Sunday?
Yeah, thanks, Neil, Fergus. And I'd just like to take a quick moment to apologise to all your listeners for having to listen to my dad all the last couple of years talk about rugby. We probably had to listen to him a lot more. But yeah, no, the celebrations have as you probably hear from my voice, taken a bit of a toll. We had a very enjoyable week. And it was just great to see so many people enjoying themselves and out and about and having the cup at various different pubs around Dublin. Enjoyable week.
Good. And I mean, looking at the season, Adrian, or Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was 19 wins out of 20 in the All-Ireland League. And I was down at the semi-final, great atmosphere when you beat Corcan, and then last Sunday, great turnout of the support for Clontarf and for Terranure. It was a great, great occasion.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, we going back to last year, Fergus, we only played three or four games before COVID stopped us, but we were unbeaten last year, and then we only lost two matches. So we've lost two matches in 2 years. So I think to go back to the question about support, I think that was something that was kind of building over the last couple of years. The team had a real confidence and everyone kind of got behind us. So yeah, the support has just been unbelievable. The semi-final in particular was just Sam O'Byrne and everyone in the rugby club did an amazing job at just putting on a show and trying to get as many youngsters down as possible. So that's kind of something that we hope to do more of in the coming years, to get as many people down to the club as possible, because you can see how great a day out it is when everyone shows up.
I know. And just if I might turn to you, Adrian, am I right? Are you retiring from playing, Adrian? I know you had a bad knee injury early in the year, which thankfully you recovered from. Was that your last game last Sunday?
Yeah, it is. That's the last dance. So I've obviously played for many years. I've played probably 10 or 11 years at that level. It's time to call time on the old career. So yeah, definitely my last game.
But you were delighted to recover so quickly from that ACL injury, they call it, because I think
I had an MCL grade 2 tear, so it wasn't looking very good for the end of the year. But I managed to turn around. I managed to get back on the pitch, which I was delighted about.
Of course.
I don't think my missus would have been very happy if I had to go back to her and tell her I need to play one more year because of my knee.
I know,
Fergus, that's what I was going to say. I think Sue Campbell, Adrian's fiance, has a lot to answer for. Adrian's notoriously under the thumb, so I think she's calling the day rather than Adrian.
Oh dear, I know. But listen, Adrian, how about if you're hanging up the rugby boots, how about putting on the cricket boots now and the cricket pads? Because you're a very, very talented cricketer as well.
I'll never say never to that one, Fergus. It's always good fun going on a Saturday and Sunday and playing a bit of cricket, so I'll never say no to that.
I know, yeah. Because I remember, if I may, was it an Irish Senior Cup final or a Leinster Senior Cup final in YMCA, I think, and you opened the batting and made a magnificent 80 to help Clontarf win. Isn't that right?
You're spot on. Yeah. We had a very good team that year, and we won a few cups. We won the Leinster League, and we won the Leinster Senior Cup, that one you're speaking of. So, some great players on that team. I'm actually not sure if Jordan was playing in that one, but
he could very well
have been. Yeah. But we had some great times over the years, yeah, for sure.
Indeed. And I, just as a snippet of information, Adrian, I think you're one of only two players that have won All-Ireland Cup medals at both cricket and rugby. Am I right there?
You've won. I unfortunately haven't won the the All Ireland Cricket Cup.
Oh, I see.
Connor, my other brother Connor.
Connor, yeah.
Hobbled onto the pitch to manage to collect a medal for that one. But unfortunately, I missed a trick once or twice. I got to a final or two, but couldn't get it done. So maybe that's the one, Fergus. Maybe I'll try and get back.
Indeed, it'd be great to see you don the whites again, as they say. And just. Adrian, what was it like? You're a back row forward, of course, a flanker, as they call it, up against your good friend Jordan Coughlin, of course, who was playing for Terenure in the back row.
Look, it's great fun playing Jordan. I mean, well, most people would think it's not very fun because he's an incredibly good player and particularly large individual. But no, I love playing against him. We always smile at each other. He gave me a few words. He had a big enough carry into me at the start of the game. And he got up from the ground and he told me it was 1-0.
I see, so yeah, yeah.
We definitely chuckled our way through the game. But to be honest, Fergus, I'd much prefer if he was playing on my team rather than playing against him. He's a tough man to handle.
Indeed. He won schools medals with Clongowes, didn't he, in two years, I think. And had a good career with Leinster, Munster and across the water as well. So a talented player. Now, let's turn to Matt. And Matt, if I can concentrate then on last Saturday and the final, and penalties were exchanged earlier on. Clontarf led 6-3 after about 12-13 minutes, but then Terenure got a try to lead 10-6 and a penalty 13-6. But to me, they were leading 16-15, Terenure, with about 2 minutes to go to half time when Clontarf got a try. I think it was after many frees, Ben Griffin. I think that was a vital try just on the stroke of half time. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. They're kind of the championship minutes, and we kind of came out both sides of half time with tries. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff we've been doing all season, really. There's a massive belief in the team, a lot of composure. At the right time, I think we just bided our time. We knew we kind of put some good faces to play together, and as Ado was saying there, Jordan and the rest of the Terenure team, unbelievably hard team to break down, so we just knew we had to keep at it, and eventually we got our reward. So yeah, I think throughout the whole 80 minutes we kind of never got too nervous or never got too worried about anything, and that's kind of probably what got us over the line in the end. We were pretty calm, and I thought that throughout the whole season really impressed me. The young guys like Ben Griffin, Sean Loughlin in the second row, just never seemed to faze them. They're very calm through all the big matches, and I think that kind of really stood to us.
Indeed, and you know, coming towards the end of the game, Terenure got a converted try to make it 29-23 in Clontarf's favour. I think there would have been about 20 minutes remaining then, but. Not long from the end, Terenure had a scrum close to the Clontarf line, and Jordan picked pick and go, but the Clontarf defence held him out. It was a vital there, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, Max Kearney's been unbelievable for us. He's actually back working in New York at the moment, but he managed to make a good hit. And shout out to Conor Kearns, who earlier on in the year playing against Jordan broke his jaw trying to tackle him, and he was there putting a shot on to dislodge the ball. So there was a lot of big moments. I mean, Ivan Sirocco came back on to lock out a really good scrum. There was just moments across the pitch that people, as I said, going back to people were calm and not too worried and just wanted to get the job done. So yeah, there was a few big moments in the last 20 minutes to make sure we were able to lift the cup.
Exactly. And just, is it five? I think there were five Clontarf players away in South Africa with Leinster, you know, which was just shows you that the talent that's in Clontarf and being called on by Leinster. And, you know, despite the loss of those players, David Hawkshaw particularly, were able to do the business.
Yeah, those guys have been great players for us all season. Alexi Sirocco, again, another man who's played a lot of rugby for us this year. He's Ivan's brother. He got man of the match down in South Africa there.
He did.
But all of the guys have been. What I would say about them is that they haven't just been just down to play the matches when they've been told to. The guys really buy into the club. They've been there for years, and we know them really well. They come down and watch training on Thursdays when they're not involved. So they're really good guys to have around the squad, and I'd say a lot of people learn from them and the standard they brought. But yeah, our squad has been really strong this year. I think we used close to 50 players throughout the season, so it was a massive squad effort, and as you said, it's to do it without guys who arguably might have been in the team on the day, it's a really strong effort throughout the whole season. So credit to kind of everyone involved and everyone in the wider squad and Clontarf as well. It's a massive squad effort, as it always has to be to win something like that. So yeah,
good. Adrian, Andy Wood, the coach, he obviously has brought a lot to the Clontarf team, hasn't he?
Yeah, Andy Wood is an absolute Clontarf legend, to be honest. So I remember growing up and watching him, and I probably wouldn't have learned a huge amount from him because you would have spent most of the time on the sideline in the bin.
I know, yes, yeah. Yeah.
But as a man, as a coach, and obviously as a player, he was absolutely fantastic across his years. He's actually been the only coach I've had in Clontarf whilst I've played first rugby. He's brilliant. He's always brought great professionalism to the team, and yeah, some very funny quotes throughout the years, which really get good morale going. I know he's a big one for putting on sure.
Yeah.
So he's big for all the players in the team, and he's a fantastic player, head coach.
I think he's been Ado. He's been involved in every AAL final that Clontarf have ever been in, either as a player or as a coach. I think he played in a few himself, and then he's coached obviously all of the ones every final that we've been in, so it's a fairly impressive standard.
You've won three finals now, Matt, haven't you? Is that right? 14, 16?
You're dusting me up a bit there, Fergus. I've only won two. Ado had one up on me, so I have to I was probably one of the few people to be happy to see the back of Ado. Gives me a chance to try and get one up on him in the medal stake and try and match him.
I know. And by Aidan, go ahead, Adriel.
That's the real reason I'm retiring. Matt asked me to take a break so he could have a chance to get back.
Three. Yeah, I know. Give him a chance to catch up. And Matt, you actually played on the Ireland club team, didn't you, a few seasons ago against other international club teams?
That's an amazing honour as well. I've been lucky enough to. I played for a few years. I was. That's my first. That's kind of where I learned a bit of my captaincy as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're always amazing trips. You get to kind of barbarian style almost play with people that you'd normally play against, and you go away and you have a nice weekend away.
Of
and,
course. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Get to know a few people and have a few beers and stuff like that. So it's amazing opportunity to represent Ireland. So I was lucky enough to do it for a few years, and hopefully some of the younger guys around the squads around the country will be doing the same in the coming years as well.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah. Well, look, Adrian, just I'm going to repeat that I hope I see you in the white gear this summer, because it'd be great to see you out in the middle, as they say. But to you, Matt, and to you, Adrian, congratulations on a great, great season, and it's a great, great, you know, honour for your family. And you know something, Matt, you mentioned at the start, I think we'll have, you know, sadly we'll have to put up with your dad, you know, again for the
listen, we've been years, and anyone knows, and I know I think you had someone on from Cork Con there last week, he had to put up with him as well. Aidan Matthews, I think his name was.
That's right,
he had to put up with him as well. So there's a few people around the club and various circles are used to putting up with him now, Fergus. I know, in fairness to dad, he's a I would say one thing, he's a great supporter of us, and we really appreciate him getting us into rugby and making us so passionate about it. So shout out to Denny D for all the years.
Exactly, he's always slagging me, you know, as well. So you know, there's a bit of banter always. So, but good clean fun, as they say. So Matt to you, Adrian to you, many thanks for your time this morning. Once again, congratulations, and all the very best for the future. Okay, thanks for your time.
Thanks to me, Fergus. Cheers.
Okay, bye bye. That was Matt Darcy and Adrian Darcy, twin brothers, members of the Clontarf winning team last Sunday in the Aviva Stadium in the All-Ireland League Division 1A.
This is Lear FM
90.3.